Hi, Manuel.
Hi, Max.
So, in the last couple of weeks, I guess, there have been quite a few videos and posts on YouTube about big YouTubers who quit YouTube. Now, some of those, I think, have returned, but some really did quit. And then there have also been some reactions on that. And now, obviously, we're not super large YouTubers, but our main channel, Akadamind, has almost 1 million subscribers, and we have this channel since 2017, so it's really a big channel which is there and which has its audience. And we actually did start this channel here with this podcast. I also started my own channel, so we actually are not quitting, but instead growing, you could say. And why is that?
Well, that's a complex topic, I guess, with lots of assumptions that we have to make.
Yeah.
Let's start it this way. I think if people who don't do YouTube, who don't create content, read something like that, why I quit YouTube after X years, they wonder, I guess. Yeah. Because I think that being a successful YouTuber is a great thing to achieve for many people. It's a dream for many people, I would say. Because you are your own boss, you create online videos, you have an audience that follows you, you make good money. If you're successful.
Yeah. And you can be creative.
And you can be creative, also a thing. An important thing, actually. Yeah. So, a great job, and suddenly you lose the motivation. And I guess we have to look at different factors that cause that problem. And one problem that many people know from their lives, I guess, is that if you do the same job, the same thing, again and again, day by day, week by week, year by year, it gets boring. So, your dream job turns into a reality that doesn't fulfill you anymore. It feels like something that you have to do or that you do because you did it in the last 5 years, but you don't feel it anymore. It's not what you burn for. Can you say it like that? It's not where you want to put your whole energy into that. And more importantly, the reward reduces. So the reward for publishing a video, for being creative, for creating that video gets smaller and smaller. So you just start creating the next video and the next video, but actually you don't care in the worst case. And I guess this can lead to a situation where you lose your complete motivation and where you decide to stop that YouTube creation job.
Yeah. And I think you have a very good point, because of course, when you're getting started in those early days and weeks and months and years, you might see a lot of growth, and you see that everything's getting bigger and bigger. And that is, of course, pretty motivating, but as you said, this kind of diminishes and gets less of a factor as you are bigger, because those gains are smaller and maybe there aren't any gains at all. Maybe you start shrinking or you start comparing your videos. Actually, YouTube does that for you. You see it right on your starting dashboard in YouTube Studio. You see how well your latest video does compared to your last 10 videos. Yeah. So that, of course, can be super demotivating if you like feel that, wow, my latest video is only the seventh best, so it's not really that great. And that can be a huge factor there. And I think what also is or can be a problem is that, of course, as you keep on doing YouTube or as you create content in general, you typically, of course, aim to improve the quality in small steps. So creating a video now is more work than it was 7 years ago for us and probably for everyone. And it will be more work in 7 years from now because, of course, you want to improve in quality. You spend more time on editing, on planning the video, on picking better B-roll, whatever it is. Obviously, depends on the kind of videos you do, but that is something that means that it's more work to produce videos, and that, of course, can be draining because suddenly you have this obligation to pump out a new video every week, and that video is more work than it used to be in the past. And at the same time, it has been that past where you maybe established your publication schedule, so you feel obliged to have a new video every week. You also might feel locked into a specific topic or kind of video because you know your audience wants these kinds of videos. And then again, if you try something new, you see it doesn't do that well. So that can also be a huge factor that kind of drains your energy and so on.
And this leads to a real problem, because what I said at the beginning, that you lack the motivation because it gets boring to create videos, but suddenly you have to be even more powerful, you need more energy than ever before, because you have to improve your quality. And another thing we saw in the last years, the type of videos completely changed.
Yeah.
We lost those 3-hour tutorial coding videos.
Yeah.
And what is very successful now is the type of content that, for example, Fireship produces in an awesome way.
Yeah.
These are great videos, but these are far off the type of content we produced in the past. Also far off the type of content we can produce, to be honest, and also far off the type of content we want to produce.
Yeah.
Because we like our style, we want to improve that style, but seeing that other types of videos perform that great, of course, puts you under pressure. And the combination of having the pressure without having the energy is a difficult one. And I guess this combination can lead to this, I don't want to call it burnout, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You are not motivated anymore. You don't feel energized. And that you then come to a point where you say, this is not why I started this. I want to quit this, is something that can easily happen, I guess, especially if you have some years of YouTube done already.
Yeah. And I guess now, of course, this tutorial thing is very specific to our niche. And you could argue these super long tutorials still work okay-ish. But in the past, we've done like video series where we like built a project across 30 videos and we publish 2 videos every week. And that doesn't seem to work that well anymore. But of course, that's our niche. And for different YouTubers who do different kinds of videos, this might not be a thing. But what definitely is a thing, and that's what you said, is that, of course, YouTube and its algorithm keeps on changing. And of course, the audience and their requirements and expectations also change, because we have new players like TikTok, which totally change the way people consume videos and content. The attention span simply got shorter. I get that's not made up by us. That is something you can measure and see. And that, of course, has an impact and means that certain video formats that used to work in the past don't work anymore. And of course, that is simply something you have to adjust to, because just because you'd like it to be different, it will not be different. But these can, of course, all be factors that lead to burnout, or to simply the fun leaving the work, so that you're just left with the work and you feel like you have to change your video style even though you don't want to. But if you don't change it, you have to watch your viewer numbers decrease. And that's, of course, also not super motivating.
No. And that's maybe the right point to state that we are, of course, not disconnected from all these issues, from all these topics. We see this development on YouTube. We see that our views are worse than they were 3 years ago, for example. We also created less videos last year.
Way less
videos. But we have one important difference. Our main content creation area is not YouTube. It's creating online video courses, online programming video courses. So YouTube is for us just one part of what we do.
Yeah.
That's why we can step back a bit from YouTube if we want to. And now we come back with more content than ever, with 2 podcasts, a video every week, with shorts on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and whatever. So our perspective is, of course, not the one of a full-time YouTuber.
Absolutely.
That's important to understand, because if we would do it full-time, we might also have this quitting topic in our heads. At the moment, we don't have it at all, because we took our break, we took our time, we analyzed the market, so to say, and now we try out other video types, which are still in line with our old school attitude, so with the videos or the core content we enjoy creating.
Yeah, I think the main thing is we try to keep on doing what we like to do, whilst at the same time, of course, trying to produce content people want to see, because we're, of course, not just doing it for us, right? We want to produce content that's helpful to people, that people like, and that's why we're trying out different formats, and we got plenty of ideas there. But at the same time, as you also said, The goal is not to just copy what works for Fireship or someone else, because A, we can't do that, and B, that's not us. No. That's simply not us. That's not the kind of content we want to create. We don't want to move that far into the entertainment area. We want to focus on really producing content that contains knowledge that's helpful to other people, that's super important to us. And obviously, Fireship, just to make that super clear, does that too. But obviously, it's way more entertainment focused than our content is. I think that's fair to say. But obviously, he also has a way of getting a lot of knowledge across in his videos. So that's really great. That's not the point. But we, of course, are at a point where we also, I think, found a way of creating videos that we like, that we see people like, and that still allow us to keep our style and create those videos as we want to create them, I think. Yeah. That's a complicated way of saying it, but yeah.
But I get what you mean, and I guess it's true. Yeah. And what also ties into this whole, we still create videos the way we enjoy creating these videos, still adapted to the current situation that we have on YouTube. We are only two people. So we don't have lots of employees who create these videos for us, for example. And we don't have a high cost pressure, because if we have 10 employees, we have to pay these employees. Yeah. So we need to create YouTube videos that create a certain amount of revenue to be able to pay our bills. We don't have that problem because, as said, we create online courses on different platforms and it's only two people. Yeah. So we are at the moment at least, in a more comfortable position maybe. We on purpose decided to have the situation, by the way. We talked about that in our last podcast. But still, that's also something that other YouTubers might have, that they don't enjoy creating the videos anymore, but they have to totally adapt to these new video types, because these are the only video types that really make money at the moment. Yeah. So this takes away your freedom, I guess, to say, yeah, I enjoy my video style more, I'll slightly adapt it, but it's okay the way it is, because you have to change your videos, because if you don't earn money with these, then you can't run your company anymore.
And if now that you're talking about earning money, of course, one way a lot of YouTubers use to earn money is collaborations, right? Yeah. Product placements. And we don't do that either. We don't rule it out forever too, but we have never done it before. And that's also a deliberate decision. We had plenty of offers, and we also talk about that in our other podcast, so I'm not going to go too much into depth here, but of course, if you have collaborations, if you have contracts, you have obligations, and those collaboration partners, of course, expect certain view numbers. Now, you will get your money even if a single video does not meet these numbers, depending on the contract, of course. But if you want to get more future collaboration partners, you need to have good views on your videos. And that, of course, means that you have to ensure that you produce videos that produce these views. And that's not a factor for us. We can totally create a video where we know that it won't do that well, because we want to do it, because we want to try out something, or because we know that it fits very well into our video portfolio, because we know, hey, there is a certain topic, like I recently created a video about signals. It's not too important, but it's a pretty niche video, and it was clear that it won't do that well, but I wanted to get this out so that I can also link to that video if someone asks me in one of the courses, how does this work? So that's something we can do because we don't have this obligation. But as you said, of course, if YouTube is your main thing, if that's how you earn your money, if you're living off those collaborations and so on, then this is not necessarily a luxury you have. And that's something where we are privileged, or where our deliberate decisions pay off, because as you said, it's not the main thing we use or we do to earn money. But it is, of course, an important factor for many other creators.
And that's also, so if I summarize what you just said, or what we just said, is I guess it's the pressure that you suddenly feel. So you started as YouTube creator, great, freedom, nice job, I'm creative, I do what I want. And suddenly you have so much pressure on your shoulders from many different directions.
Yeah.
As you said, the collaboration one, the I have to get videos with X amounts of clicks. I have my employees. Yeah. I have all these costs. And this can be very tricky, I guess, if you're in this situation. So you start YouTube, you do well, and suddenly, some years later, you find yourself in a situation where you don't enjoy what you do, but where you have to do that job because of all these dependencies, I guess, or all these obligations that you have. And that's a tricky situation. And to be honest, I don't have a quick fix for that. I still think that quitting something is a very strict decision, I guess. Something you probably don't decide within a day or two.
Yeah.
So for all these people who quit YouTube, I guess they thought about that. But still, it's hard to see if you have a big channel, good views still in the end. Because of all these factors or other factors, we don't know, you suddenly stop this. Actually, it's sad, to be honest.
It is sad, but of course, ultimately, everyone has to do what works for them. If that works, that's fine. Of course, also, I guess at least some of those channels or creators who quit YouTube might have earned enough money that they can afford it. And I would assume most of them simply do something else, build a new business, whatever. So there probably is no reason to worry about them financially, at least. But of course, it's sad if you have like a channel that's doing well, but that's simply not doing well for its owner anymore. And I think we're glad that this is not where we are, as you said. Of course, obviously, the last 2 years we have created less videos because we had more focus on either some personal stuff, so maybe even taking some time off and so on, but also creating courses. So there have been various reasons. But it is really great that we are in a position where we can now increase the amount of output and spend more time on YouTube again, but do it in a way that we like, because we can afford a video that does not have hundreds of thousands of views.
And also this podcast, for example, covers different topics than we have on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And also different topics than the ones you have in your podcast. So we'll see how this podcast develops, but it's just something we felt we want to do.
Yeah.
And we want to cover these topics and discuss topics like that. So for us, it's just a new platform. We try. We do our best to provide valuable content in the end. And we just see how it works.
Yeah.
And that's also a great situation we have at the moment. I mentioned that in our last podcast, that this might also change for us. So we will see where we are in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. At the moment, we are quite happy with the situation that we have. We are not totally happy, for example, with the way YouTube and the education market in general developed. As you said, this whole shorter videos, faster, more entertainment style is not the style that suits us perfectly. Still, we have to adapt up to a certain amount, and we try our best to do that and still make it fun for us to creating these videos.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And I would therefore say, as always, it would be interesting to hear how you think about this. The change in YouTube attention span and so on, or maybe you totally disagree, have a different opinion. So please share your feedback, and hopefully we see and hear you again in future episodes.
Because we don't quit at the moment.
Yeah, no plans.
Bye.
Bye.